Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we're talking about a behavior
Yes.
that some people might consider rude.
For me, I think there's different kinds of behaviors that you're supposed to kind of do when you're in different places.
Right.
We can talk about the MRT for one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's rude when people talk very loudly or they block the doors and they
Right.
don't let people in. Mm-hmm. What about you?
One of the things that I am bothered by in the MRT is if people are listening to something on their phone without headphones.
Oh.
And so we all just have to listen to their TV show or their music, and I think that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is rude is when people are walking down the road and instead of sort of paying attention to where they're going, they're just looking at their phone or they're walking really slowly and they're kind of not moving out of the way sort
That's
of thing.
That's actually kind of dangerous as well to be looking at your phone while you're walking. So
exactly.
It's not only rude, but it's also very dangerous for yourself as well. So those are some points that we find are kind of rude. Like, you don't really see this in North America.
Yeah, or just big cities everywhere. Mm-hmm. There are some things that, you know, you might think are rude, but maybe other people don't. Maybe there's a different thing behind it. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. So let's get started to find out more about this particular behavior.
Reading.
Kiasu, a way of life. The MRT carriage doors open, and before any passengers can get off, others are pushing to get in. This isn't polite, but it's a good way to get a seat. This is one example of kiasu. The word kiasu, hokin, and means fear of losing out. Sometimes, this fear causes people to behave selfishly to their goals. However, it also encourages people to seek out money-saving deals. Lining up for hours to get a $499 a month phone contract for unlimited internet use is kiasu. Although kiasu is seen in many cultures, the term was coined in Singapore, where it's a way of life for money. Dr. Leon Chan Hoon from the National University of Singapore can explain it. He says that Singapore is a small country. People there had to think this way to survive. The need to stay ahead has always been part of the social psyche, he adds. Many Singaporeans are embarrassed by kiasu. Others believe it's the only way to succeed in life.
Okay, so today's article starts out by giving us a situation to describe the behavior we're talking about. It says here, the MRT carriage doors open, and before any passengers can get off, others are pushing to get in. Now, let's kind of talk about this word carriage before we talk about the behavior itself. So a carriage is one of the cars on a train where people can sit. Now, there are usually many carriages as part of one train. The HSR, for example, has 12 carriages. Now, in the US, people usually just say the car, as in which car are you in? I'm in car 9, seat 10A. We could also say, I'm in carriage 9, seat 10A. Just to make this a little bit more clear, carriage is usually what's said in the UK and car is said in the US.
But they both kind of mean the same thing.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, so what happens? So as you're waiting for the MRT, you want to get in, but before you can do that, other people go out and they don't let you in. So we see the word passenger here. Mm-hmm. Now, passenger is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a person traveling from one place to another. It can be in a car, mm-hmm. bus, plane, or train. You are not the person driving it, no. and you are not working on the train. You are the person being transported. So you're basically the person who just has to sit around and relax until you reach your destination.
That's right.
Let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, passengers on an airplane must fasten their seatbelts when the fasten the seatbelt light or the sign is on.
That's true. Okay, so people are coming off the train, but they're having a hard time because these people are pushing their way on, right? Now, here's what we're talking about. It says this, that's the behavior, isn't polite, but it's a good way to get a seat, which is true. Those people just don't want to stand up. They want to sit down.
Yeah, that's their strategy. Mm-hmm. Their strategy is to get a seat as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Now, there's actually a name for this type of behavior. It says, this is one example of kiasu.
Okay, let's find out more about this word kiasu. It says here, the word kiasu comes from Hokkien and means fear of losing out. Now, we use this phrase lose out or lose out on something. Now, when you lose out on something, you don't get something special or good because somebody else got it before you. Now, if you have a fear of losing out, it means that you're afraid you won't get good things because other people will get them instead. Here's an example sentence. Kwana lost out on the job opportunity, but he's going to keep looking.
All right, so Hokkien is basically Fujian Yu for those of you who don't know.
Right.
All right, so we learned a little bit more about what this behavior is, what it means in Fujian Yu, and we can read a little bit more. It says, sometimes this fear causes people to behave selfishly to achieve their goals, okay? So there's a reason behind why people act this way.
Right.
So we learn a little bit more about the psychology behind it. Mm-hmm. But before we get into too deep, let's take a look at the word behave. Behave is a verb and it means to act in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So for example, if I say the child behaves well,
right.
it means that the child acts well. Mm-hmm. The child is not rude. The child is not impolite. Mm-hmm. I can also say he is 25 years old, but he still behaves like a child.
Oh, okay.
Although he's already an adult, mm-hmm. it means that he still acts like a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's another sample sentence. It says, the children behave one way in front of their teachers and then another way in front of their parents.
Interesting. Okay, so what we're kind of saying here is that if your goal is to get a seat on the MRT, you might not be polite to achieve that goal. You might push people out of the way. All right, so you have to behave in a certain way to get something that you want. Now, what we're saying there is quite rude, but it can also be seen in another way. It says, however, it also encourages people to seek out money-saving deals. Now, when you seek something out, you are looking for something, for a person or a thing, and we often use this when that person or thing is really difficult to find or get. So maybe you have to drive all the way around the city to find one thing and it takes a long time. You would say you're seeking that thing out. Here's another example. Ebony is over there seeking out people to help us. Why don't we get started without her?
All right, so although on the MRT this might seem like a really rude behavior, but actually it can be a good thing as well.
Yeah.
So in the article it says, for instance, lining up for hours to get a $4.99 a month phone contract for unlimited internet use is kiasu.
Oh, I think that's happened recently.
Yeah. Okay, so we saw earlier that people might line up for hours just to get a special deal. And what was this deal? They wanted unlimited data or unlimited internet. Let's first take a look at the word unlimited. Unlimited is an adjective, and if we break these two words apart, we can look at the word limit and un. Now, limit or limited means you have a restriction on something. You can only do this or only do that. However, if you add un in the beginning of the word, for example, like limit, it means no. So unlimited, if we put these two words together, basically means no limits or without any limits or restrictions. Now, we learned about unlimited internet, and that means you don't have any restrictions on how much data you use. 意思就是网络吃到饱啦。So, for example, we can say, I paid extra money for unlimited travel on the train from Taipei to Kaohsiung.
Okay, so I remember when people were kind of lining up for that $500 a month in unlimited internet. I didn't realize it was kiasu, though. That's interesting.All right, let's find out more about this behavior. It says here, although kiasu is seen in many cultures, the term was coined in Singapore. Now, let's briefly take a look at the verb coin here. Now, we usually think of coin as money. That's sort of like the small metal round money that you can pay for things. Here, we're using it as a verb. So when you coin a word or a phrase, you invent or create that word or phrase. Now, we often use this when many people start using the new word or phrase too. So we know now that kiasu is used in a lot of different places, so we can say it was coined.
All right, so it says there, it's a way of life for many. So they're talking about in Singapore, this is a way of life for many people.
Okay, so many people in Singapore use this word. Many people in Singapore have this behavior. Now, here we're going to talk about a little bit of the psychology behind it. Now, I'm going to say a name here. I'm probably not going to say it right. I apologize to anybody who has this name for saying your name wrong. It says here, Dr. Leong Chan Hung from the National University of Singapore can explain it.
Well, it's a hard name.
It here, of course, is the behavior. All right, so we are saying that this doctor, I'm not going to say his name again, but I'll just say doctor. The doctor explained the behavior. He's explain here, when you explain something, you tell somebody about it in a way that is easy and clear to understand. For example, we could say, the teacher explained how to answer the questions on the test so the students would know what to do. She didn't give them the answers, she explained how to answer it.
All right, next. Okay, in the article it says, he says that Singapore is such a small country that people there had to think this way to survive. That's true. I think also Singapore is also very independent with their economy as well. So I think in some ways, maybe it's not something that they, you know, really wanted to do, but this is something that they had to do because it was their only way to survive.
That's right. It's a very small country. It has a lot of people. And if you want to be first and get those opportunities, there aren't many. You have to, you have to push
have to
and
fight
for them. Right. Okay. So that's basically what we're saying here. The doctor thinks that these people need to think this way to survive. Here's another thing that he says. It says here in the article, the need to stay ahead has always been part of the social psyche. Okay, so we've got a few things to explain here. We're first going to explain the word social, so let's do that now.
The word social here means it relates to being with and talking to people or being a part of a society. So, for example, if you enjoy talking to people, then you're a very social person. If you don't enjoy talking to people, we can say you're not very social. You like to be alone. Okay, so social means you're interacting with different people, being a part of a society, and talking and meeting new people. For example, we can say John enjoys social gatherings because he likes to meet new people.
Okay, we also saw a phrase in that sentence. The phrase is get ahead of the game or stay or keep ahead of the game. Okay, so we're here basically just talking about staying ahead, okay? Now, when we're saying of the game, we're kind of just talking about other people that you might be competing against. Now, this phrase, We use it to show that you become and stay more successful than other people that you are competing against. Now, you often have to work very hard to do this because if you don't, you will lose out. Now, a good way to think about this is with the smartphone companies, right? We have Apple, we have Samsung, we have
Nokia.
Sony and Nokia. They are always looking for new things to keep their smartphones at the top, right? Mm-hmm. And we can say they are always trying to stay ahead of the game because they want their smartphones to be the best and sell the most. All right, here's another example sentence. To stay ahead of the game, Timothy studies the businesses he's trying to beat. He's kind of trying to be the best in his sort of business.
That's right. So a while ago we mentioned about why many people do this, and it's also probably because people want to get ahead of the game. But why are they doing this? Well, Dr. Leung, he believes that it's a part of the social psyche.
That's right.
Now, we learned about what social means, right? Mm-hmm. Social means talking to people, meeting with people, being a part of the society. Mm-hmm. Now, when you put psyche here, psyche means it's about like your soul, your mind, or your way of thinking.
Right.
It's kind of like your personality of maybe of one person, and it can also be a group as
right.
well.
Right, yes.
So he's saying that this is probably just the way that people there think. They think this way. They want to, you know, do their best to survive or to get ahead of the game.
Right. Okay. So it's a way that the group of people in Singapore is thinking. Interesting. Okay. So this is a part of the social psyche of Singapore. Now, we did mention that it wasn't always a great way to behave, right? So it does say here, while many Singaporeans are embarrassed by Kiasu, others believe it's the only way to succeed in life. So we're saying there's two ways of thinking about Kiasu behavior, okay? And we have one group of people who are embarrassed by this. Now, embarrassed is an adjective. It's got quite a funny spelling. We don't usually spell the words, but I am going to spell this one for you because it's got an interesting spelling. It's spelled EMBARRASSED. So remember, two R's, two S's. Okay, when you feel embarrassed, you feel ashamed about the way other people think of you. So you want people to think of you in a good way, but when they think of you in a bad way, you feel badly, right? Your cheeks get red, you kind of go, oh no.
Yeah.
Now, this feeling is called embarrassment. That's EMBARRASSMENT, embarrassment, and it makes you feel embarrassed, okay?
That's right.
So we're saying that some people don't like it when other people say, oh, you're so Kiasu.
They might get red in the face.
Right. But other people are thinking, this is the only way I can get ahead. I'm fine. Kiasu is great. It means I get good deals. It means I get good opportunities. So it's not a bad way to think.
Yeah, actually, it's not a bad thing at all. Now that I think about it, I know in Japan, if you go to the grocery store after like 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., some of like the fresh sushi or sashimi or like the vegetables and produce, you can get them at a very, very cheap price. And some people even wait until after 9 or 10 p.m. just to get a really good deal. So, hey, I don't think that's a bad thing. You're not wasting food as well.
So. And you're not wasting money.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like for me, that would be great because I don't have time in the morning to go shopping. So I just get the best deals. All right, well, that's all about Kiasu we have to talk about today. We are going to finish off with today's For You Chat. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is quite fun. It says, are you sometimes Kiasu? Give examples to explain your answer.
Okay, well, I can say probably yes or no. Yes and no. I'm not the kind of Kiasu where, like, I don't wait
you
in
don't
line.
You don't elbow people.
I don't elbow people, but I do notice that I am a very fast walker. And so on the sidewalks in Taiwan, a lot of people usually just sort of walk slowly. They're looking around. They're talking to their friends. I really like to get where I'm going. And so I'm always walking fast. And sometimes if people get in my way, I kind of try to go around them. So maybe I'm Kiasu in that way. But I do try to get deals, but I don't like waiting in really long lines. And so if I have to wait in line for 2 hours to get a phone deal, I'm not going to do it because my time is more important than the money in that respect.
But, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it also depends as well on the situation. Like sometimes if, you know, you're late for late going somewhere, if you're in a rush, if you're tired sometimes, like you might be a little bit kiasu. Like you just want to get home or you just want to get to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
So I think it also depends for me as well. Like it really depends on the situation. I hope that I'm not a very rude person. I like to think I'm not a rude person.
I like to think I'm not a rude person too, but you never
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you just have to kind of, you know,
Other people,
a little bit aggressive.
Other people might think something about us that we just don't know, but
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right.
Everyone's kiasu.
Exactly. A little bit.
A little bit.
All right. You guys can talk about this too. Give some examples of how you might be kiasu sometimes, but we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kiasu, a way of life. The MRT carriage doors open, and before any passengers can get off, others are pushing to get in. This isn't polite, but it's a good way to get a seat. This is one example of kiasu. The word kiasu comes from Hokkien and means fear of losing out. Sometimes this fear causes people to behave selfishly to achieve their goals. However, it also encourages people to seek out money-saving deals. For instance, lining up for hours to get a $4.99 NT dollars a month phone contract for unlimited internet use is kiasu. Although kiasu is seen in many cultures, the term was coined in Singapore, where it's a way of life for money. Dr. Leong Chan-hoon from the National University of Singapore can explain it. He says that Singapore is such a small country that people there had to think this way to survive. The need to stay ahead has always been part of the social psyche, he adds. While many Singaporeans are embarrassed by kiasu, others believe it's the only way to succeed in life.
Vocabulary Review.
Carriage. Danny told Sam that he was in the last carriage of the train. Passenger. This plane is fairly small. It can only hold about 70 passengers at a time. Behave. This study looks at whether playing violent video games affects how children behave. Unlimited. You can eat an unlimited amount of food at this all-you-can-eat restaurant. Explain. The teacher explained how the machine's motor works to her students. Social. The politician talked about some social problems in his speech, such as the lack of jobs.